Well, the shepherds and the angels and the heavenly hosts, they're all gone now. The room in the inn, vacated. And Joseph and Mary, well, they have a baby to raise. And you and I, we have journeys to undertake and prayers to pray and good to be about. And this morning we have the work of worship to which we are called as God's people. This morning, we are gathered to linger in God's good company, to sojourn in the presence of holiness, to rest for a while in sacred space and sacred time, and as polite house guests, to bring to the Holy One, our host, whose house and home this is, the gifts of our songs, our prayers and confession, our adoration, our time and our talents, and also our means. So greetings, welcome, happy Christmastide. Welcome to friend and stranger, welcome to tourist and member. Welcome to the lost and the found, to the free and the bound, to the seeker and to the initiate. Welcome each and all to Old South Church. Welcome to this house of prayer for many nations and peoples. We are glad you found your way here this morning through the wending, winding perils and promises of the internet. Well done. Do please take a minute to let us know who you are by signing our virtual fellowship pad. Copy the tiny URL in the chat feature into your browser and write as much or as little as you are willing. And following this time of worship, join us for an after-worship community hour. Go to oldsouth.org/Sundays to find out about it and to find the link. You can learn something about us, about our life together and our work at oldsouth.org. If you see something there in the way of worship or education, mission or fellowship, anything that captures your imagination, carpe diem. Jump in and join us. We've gone remote, but we haven't gone away. We're still at it. As you make your plans for welcoming in 2021, and God knows we are all eager to turn the page on 2020, do include Old South on your virtual tour of Boston's first night festivities. Two concerts, you can find them on our website at oldsouth.org. For now, on this chill Sabbath morn, let us warm ourselves by the fire of God's everlasting love. Welcome to Old South Church in Boston. Welcome to Joy to the World, a global celebration of Christmas.
Let us sing Noel. Christmas comes anew. Oh, let us sing
Join me as we read together this Christmas creed from Latin America. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the power of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a small village, of whose coming shepherds saw the sign, and for whom there was no room at the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, over whom the rulers of the earth had no power, and who was not understood by the proud. I believe in the one to whom the oppressed, the discouraged, the afflicted, the sick, the blind, the injured give welcome and accept as Lord and Savior. I believe in the one who, with love, changed the hearts of the proud and with his life showed it is better to serve than to be served, and that the greatest joy is in giving one's life for others. I believe in peace, which is not the absence of war, but justice among all people and nations, and love among all. I believe in reconciliation, forgiveness, and the transforming power of the gospel. I believe in the strength and power of Christmas, and that this world can change if, with humility and faith, we kneel before the manger. I believe I must be the first to do so.
Here. Today we are thinking and hearing and learning about Christmas across the world. So today is the perfect day for me to share with you what happens around Christmas time for my family in South Africa. Our celebration of Christmas begins before December 25th. It is a series of days and celebrations. Each side of my family, my mother's side and my father's side, will have a gathering that is called in my native language, Sepedi, Aretsebaneng. This is a phrase that means, let's get to know each other. It's kind of like the phrase you use, a get together. This get together is really large because I have a lot of family. It is a generational meeting, so every person in my family tree, from those great, great grands on downwards, gather for a day of eating, dancing, and sharing. Some years, we coordinate our shirts so that you can tell who belongs to which part of the family tree. We gather in different homes each year as a different family member takes on the hosting duties. Each year, one representative from each branch of the family shares an update from that portion of people. Sometimes they'll share a poem or a movie review or a story from the past that people might not know about. It's two full days of celebrating and connecting with my loved ones. These gatherings are so much a part of my Christmas memories. In South Africa, Christmas Day is during the summer, so it's nice and warm outside. And there's a saying that if you wake up early enough on Christmas Day, you can catch the sun dancing. When we wake up early on Christmas Day, the first thing we do is get ready for church. We have church services on Christmas Day, not on Christmas Eve, and we wear our Sunday best. We don't have the tradition of Christmas sweaters or red and green plaid. Usually we'll wear new clothes, especially when we were children. But just like in your home, we also have a great big feast on Christmas Day. Sometimes my uncle will bring a goat or a chicken for us to cook. And some of the meat might be made into biltong, which is a special South African kind of jerky. When we make a big meal, we'll usually cook it outside on a fire in a big pot called a three-footer, because it has three little feet to hold it up off the hot coals. Sometimes we'll also barbecue the meat, which we call braai meat, in addition to the food cooked in a sauce in the pot. One of my favorite dishes is called Seven Colors, because it is very colorful. It includes green spinach, red beetroot, orange pumpkin, light green coleslaw, and brown chakalaka. It's like a rainbow on a plate, and we eat it with our hands, and it's really delicious. When we eat, which is full of family, friends, and all sorts of visitors, some people will tell us stories and update everyone on how their family has been since we last gathered. So we lament and celebrate. At the end of our Christmas meal, we sing and give thanks to God in prayer. You might be wondering why I haven't mentioned the presents yet. Well, we don't really do Christmas gifts, but the one year, my mom bought us smaller versions of the three-footer and put them underneath a tree that my sister got us. Joy looks different in different communities and in different countries. And I'm glad I was able to share what Christmas joy looks like to me and my community. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for stories of how we are different. Thank you for stories of how we are the same. Thank you for the entire human family. And we all say, Amen.
The Risk of Birth by Madeline L'Engle. This is no time for a child to be born, with the earth betrayed by war and hate, and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born in a land in the crushing grip of Rome. Honor and truth were trampled to scorn. Yet, here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth. Thanks be to God.
He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. He came down that we may have love. Hallelujah forevermore.
耶稣的诞生，路加福音。当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都又旨意下来，叫天下人都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册，约瑟也从加利利的纳撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
Mientras estaban allí, llegó el momento de dar a luz a su hijo. Y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito, lo envolvió en tiras de tela y lo acostó en un pesebre, porque no había lugar para ellos en la posada. En esa región había pastores viviendo en el campo, cuidando su rebaño de noche. Entonces, un ángel del Señor se paró ante ellos, y la gloria del Señor brilló alrededor de ellos, y estaban aterrizados. Pero el ángel les dijo, «No temáis, porque miren, les traigo buenas noticias de gran alegría para todo el pueblo. Les ha nacido hoy, en la ciudad de David, un Salvador que es el Mesías, el Señor. Esta será una señal para ti. Encontrarás a un niño envuelto en tiras de tela y acostado en un pesebre.
Und auf einmal ist beim Engel die ganze himmlische Herrschaft gsi und sie haben Gott gelobt und gesagt, Ehre sei Gott in der Höhe und Friede auf Erde unter den Menschen. Und nachdem die Engel von ihnen weggegangen sind, zurück in den Himmel, haben die Hirten zueinander gesagt, kommt, wir gehen nach Bethlehem, um die Geschichte zu sehen, die der Herr uns angekündigt hat. Und sie sind geschwind gegangen und haben Maria und den Josef und das neugeborene Kind gefunden, das in der Futterkrippe gelegen ist.
Wakati waona, wakazwisisa kose shokora wakanga wawudzwa umwana uyu. Bose wakanzwa kushamiswa ezvakaudzwa navafudzi. Asi Maria akachengeta mashoko iwawose achafungisisa mumwoyo wake. Zvino vafudzi vakabva vadzokera kwakare vachikudza nekurumbidza Mwari pamusoro pezvose zvavakanzwa nezvavakaona. Sezvavakanga vaudzwa.
Sure.
was pearl.
This is Amazing Peace, a Christmas poem by Dr. Maya Angelou. Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God, are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim say, come, peace. Come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us, so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ into the great religions of the world. We jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues at the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother, peace, my sister, peace, my soul.
The angel's song rang.
Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria. O children of the forest free, O sons of Manitou, the holy child of earth and heaven is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born in excelsis gloria.
In the name of the Christ child, let us pray for the life of the whole world, saying, O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. We pray for the church. With Mary, help us to treasure and ponder the gift that has been given to us, a gift of good news and great joy for all. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. We pray for the world. With the prophets, help us to proclaim the promise of your peace for all nations and your justice for all people. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. We pray for our discipleship. With the shepherds, help us to keep watch over those entrusted to our care and all who need protection this day, especially those who are oppressed, imprisoned, hungry, sick, and dying. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. We pray for loved ones. With the angels, help us to offer signs of hope, comfort, and joy for all who live in fear. O Christ, our light, hear our prayer. We ask these things with joy, O God, confident in the knowledge of your goodness. And we ask these things with hope, knowing that our Redeemer is here. For to us is born a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
One of the most poignant moments in the Advent and Christmas season is the Magnificat, Mary's song of praise to God, in which she sings, My soul magnifies the Lord. What an amazing thing that God would choose this young woman, indeed choose each of us, to magnify God's presence here in the world. We are here to help grow God's love. We are here to magnify God's blessings and God's grace. And we do that this season by giving of gifts, the giving of toys to children, of coats to those who need warmth, of kind holiday greetings, of our prayers, and our worship of God together. To give this day, click the donate button in the upper left corner or visit oldsouth.org/donate. Whatever you can give, God will surely magnify and multiply throughout the world. This morning's offering will now be given and received.
Come like my store. Work of Christmas by Howard Thurman. When the songs of the angels are still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope, the child will bring. Listen to the angels sing. Glory, glory, glory.
May God be a bright flame before you, a guiding star above you, a smooth path below you, a kindly shepherd behind you, and a child to redeem you, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.